Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. On day four, some Republicans who were opposed to Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House, like Pennsylvania's Scott Perry, have flipped.
Perry. McCarthy.
Kentucky's James Comer nominated McCarthy for a 13th time. He called for party unity.
For the past 2 years, one-party Democrat rule has resulted in multiple crises that are harming Americans without any oversight or accountability from this body.
For this round of voting, no other Republican was nominated for Speaker. The Food and Drug Administration approved a closely watched Alzheimer's drug, Leqembi, that modestly slows the brain-robbing disease, albeit with potential safety risks that patients and their doctors will have to carefully weigh. It is approved for patients with Alzheimer's, specifically those with mild or early stage disease. I'm Ed Donahue.
The jobs market ended last year with another solid gain, providing more evidence of a healthy economy. Employers added 223,000 jobs in December, the smallest monthly increase in 2 years. Still, it's a decent gain and a sign the Federal Reserve may have to keep boosting interest rates to slow growth and cool inflation. That's led many economists to predict a recession in this year's second half. The Fed has forecast its sharp rate hikes will cause the unemployment rate to hit 4.6% by year's end. Right now, it's 3.5%, matching a 53-year low. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin takes another step in his recovery after going into cardiac arrest Monday night. The agent for DeMar Hamlin says the Bills player is breathing on his own and able to talk after having his breathing tube removed. Hamlin even joined the Bills team meeting Friday morning via video conference. He used mostly hand gestures to communicate, but used his voice to tell his teammates, "Love you, boys." Bills coach Sean McDermott says the players, who didn't know about Hamlin's appearance, started clapping and yelling when they saw him. The team says Hamlin's neurologic function remains intact. He has been listed in critical condition in the intensive care unit at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Census Bureau says more than 1% of the adult population in the U.S. was displaced by natural disasters in the past year. That's more than 3 million people. The Household Pulse survey says they were forced out of their homes by hurricanes, floods, fires, tornadoes, or other disasters. Nearly 1 million people were impacted in Florida. The state was hit hard by Hurricanes Ian and Nicole in the fall. The survey says more than a third were out of their homes for less than a week. About 1 in 6 never returned to their homes. The Census Bureau says invitations were sent to more than 1 million households to take part in the experimental survey and collected more than 70,000 responses. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is something that looks like it could be James Bond's next ride. California-based Aska is unveiling what it says is the world's first drive-and-fly electric vehicle takeoff and landing vehicle, the A5. Co-founder and CEO Guy Kaplinsky says this will make it a lot easier to fly.
To have taking off, you have to drive to the airport. You have to provide place for people to park. This one is pick you up from your house, drive you to where you can take off. You take off and you fly.
The A5 is the size of an SUV and seats 4. It travels up to 250 miles by air on a single charge.
Most of people use it as a rideshare, so they will call it like they call Uber Black.
Apple engineer John Lohman has put in a pre-order.
This is like the Jetsons back in the 50s, and we're going to see flying cars in our lifetime.
Kaplinsky says he expects the A5s to begin rolling out and taking off in 2026. A new study says 2/3 of glaciers are on track to disappear by 2100. Scientists calculated, using different levels of warming, how many glaciers would disappear 77 years from now. Glaciologist David Rounce at Carnegie Mellon University says a lot of the small glaciers are in locations that do not allow them to survive increases in temperature.
And that's why we see a lot of the mass loss by number
those very large percentages, about 50 to 80%.
Glaciers are currently one of the largest contributors to a global rise in sea level.
There are already a lot of communities that are experiencing high tide flooding, even nuisance sunny day flooding, as well as more extreme events.
And Rount says melting glaciers will only amplify these events. I'm Ed Donahue.
An explosive memoir reveals many facets of Prince Harry, from bereaved boy and troubled teen to wartime soldier and unhappy royal. From accounts of cocaine use and losing his virginity to raw family rifts, Spare exposes deeply personal details about Harry and the wider royal family. It's dominated by Harry's rivalry with brother Prince William and the death of the boy's mother, Princess Diana, in 1997. Harry says that years later, he drove through the Paris tunnel where the crash happened, hoping in vain that it would help end a decade of unrelenting pain. He also says his father Charles implored Harry and William to end their rift, saying, "Please, boys, don't make my final years a misery." Despite a strict embargo, British royal Prince Harry's much-anticipated memoir, Spare, has appeared in Spain's bookshops days before its release date. A woman reads a copy of Prince Harry's book inside a typical Spanish bar. In the ghost-written memoir, Prince Harry says his brother William physically attacked him during a huge argument, one of many startling allegations. The book and its title exposes painful, intimate, and in some cases contested details about the lives of Harry and other members of the royal family. It includes Harry's assertion that he killed around 25 people while serving as an Apache helicopter co-pilot and gunner in 2012 as part of Britain's military campaign against the Taliban. He said he felt neither pride nor shame about his actions, and in the heat of battle, regarded enemy combatants as pieces being removed from a chessboard. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.